It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. It's you made it again. You're here. You're here for the dictionary. Thank you so much for coming over here to listen to me talk about these things over here. Okay, the first word in this episode is the second form of double, double. This one is the verb form. What did we have in the previous episode? It was the adjective. This is the verb. Let's see. Starting with transitive, it's from the 13th century. One, to make twice as great or as many. To make twice as great. Something about twice as great. I don't know. We're all twice as great when we put our, when we join forces. As 1A, we got some sub-definitions here. Something about making something twice as great or as many. To increase by adding an equal amount. So you take the thing and then you take the equal amount, the same amount as that thing, and you put them together. You're increasing the thing by the same amount. That's a double, a doubling. 1B, to amount to twice the number of. To amount to twice the number of. It seems like the word amount is being used as a verb here. To amount, oh no, I think it's, it amounts to a thing. Like when you make something twice the number of the thing, it is now amounting to twice that number. Wow, that's worded so oddly. 1C, to make a call in bridge that increases the value of odd tricks or under tricks at. And at what? An opponent's bid. You're increasing the value of odd tricks to an opponent's bid or under tricks at an opponent's bid. And again, I've never played bridge, so I can't give you no more context. 2A, to bend or fold, usually in the middle, so that one part lies directly against the other part. The example of the thing that you are bending or folding is a piece of paper. So I'm not going to do it, but I have a bunch of pieces of paper here because I got a book. It's a physical book. And I could take one side of it and I could fold it over. And so it's laying on top of the other half. So one half is laying on one the other half and you've doubled it. But you haven't doubled the amount of paper that you actually have. You're just doubling the thickness of it. 2B, the synonym is the word clench, as in doubled his fist. Doubled his fist? I've never heard of that. I've definitely heard clench his fist, clench your fist. You put in, you curl your fingers in, you curl your thumb in on top of your fingers, and you make a fist, you clench your fist. Why do they say doubled? Doubled his fist? I don't know. He doubled what? He folded his fingers in? What? How is this doubling? I guess if you're just putting all the pieces into one place, it's kind of like you're doubling the mass, the volume. Well, you're not doubling the volume. You're doubling the what are we trying to say here? You're taking the flat thing and you're putting it into one other, whatever, we can just move on. I can't find my words. 2C, to cause to stoop. So are we talking about a person stooping down, maybe crouching down, and they're doubled? Oh, like if you're maybe doubled over in pain, you're going to bend over. So it's causing you to stoop down. I don't know why we use double there, though. Like, again, yeah, it's like your fist. You're folding yourself in half. That's a doubling. Number 3, to avoid by doubling. And the synonym is elude. Now, I think the doubling here is like you double back, like you run down that alley or something, and then you double back in the other, you go back the other direction, and then maybe you do it again and so, a couple of times, and so you're eluding them away. So you're really confusing them. Sure. 4A, the reason number 3 is confusing is because the word double is in the definition. To avoid by doubling. Is doubling itself in here? Let's see. Double. I don't think it is. No. Okay. Number 4A, to replace in a dramatic role. Ah, okay. So this is a stage production, and you need an understudy, a double. I think that's what we're talking about here. So the understudy is replacing the person in a dramatic role. You know, it's not necessarily a drama. It could be a comedy. What we're talking about is it's a theatrical performance. It's the acting. That's a double. You're doubling the person. In case they get sick, it's your turn to go on stage. 4B, to play by doubling, and the example is dramatic roles. You're playing dramatic roles by doubling. 5A1, to advance or score by a double. And the thing who's scoring? It's a base runner. We're talking about baseball. If you hit a double, you run to second base, and then you scored a double, you got a double. No, you don't score a double. You advance or score by hitting a double. So maybe that one person was on second base or third base and they got run in because you hit a double. Or you're just advancing to second base because you hit a double. 5A2, to bring about the scoring of by a double. And the scoring is a run. To bring about the scoring of a run by a double. 5B, to put out in completing a double play, and the person who's being put out is a base runner. So to put out a base runner in completing a double play. So is that the team that is playing in the field? Maybe they got a double. A double play is when you get out two guys, you kick them out of the game. They're out. No scoring. They don't get to hang out on the bases anymore. You got a double. Okay, here is intransitive 1A. To become twice as much or as many. Oh my God, I just grew twice my size and twice my weight. All of a sudden, I doubled. 1B. To double a bid, as in bridge. 2A. To turn sharply and suddenly, especially to turn back on one's course, as in the rabbit doubled back on its tracks. The rabbit is very sly. They say sly like a rabbit, right? Very sly. It knows if it put its feet back in the tracks, and so you couldn't even see that there were additional tracks because it just repeated the same tracks. It even walked backwards. That's how smart the rabbit is. Doubling back on its tracks. 2B, to follow a circuitous course. I guess this is one that sort of, the course just sort of doubles back on itself, and so you're doubling. 3, to become bent or folded, usually in the middle, and this is usually used with the word up, as in she doubled up in pain. She got folded in the middle. 4A, to serve an additional purpose or perform an additional duty. So this is where, you're doubling your duties, your jobs. You get handed a bunch of additional things to do, so now you're doing twice the work. 4B, to play a dramatic role as a double. The understudy, the double, is doubling the other person, the main actor. 5, to make a double in baseball. Doubler is a noun. That was all of the verb forms of the word double, or all the definitions for the verb, but we do have a couple more forms. But first, I have to make a sound effect, so I'm going to go... The third form of double is an adverb from the 14th century. 1. To twice the extent or amount. to twice the extent, I mean, I guess we're using twice as a verb here, to twice the extent or amount is double. Two together, that's two, number two, together. Two people together are a double, as in the children had to sleep double. Two kids in a bed sleeping, they're doubling. Three, downward and forward from the usual position, as in he was bent double with pain. Oh, that's the worst feeling. Definitely have been there. The fourth form of double is a noun from the 14th century. One, something twice the usual size, strength, speed, quantity, or value, as 1A, a double amount. 1B, a base hit that enables the batter to reach second base. We talked about that before. It's a double. Number two, one that is the counterpart of another. The synonym is duplicate. That's kind of like the acting example, the counterpart. As 2A, a living person that closely resembles another living person. They're so close, they look so much alike that they're like, well, you could be his double. You could replace him in the Prince and the Pauper situation or one of those other fable-y stories where people switch places. Twins, identical twins, are definitely doubles of each other. Doppelgangers. Number 2B, the synonym is wraith, W-R-A-I-T-H. It's a double? That one I'm a little confused about. I don't know enough about wraiths. 2C1, the synonym is understudy. 2C2, one who resembles an actor and takes his or her place, especially in scenes calling for special skills. Ah, like a stunt double, right? They have to have about the same size and body type, and then they put on the same clothes. They put on the same, maybe a wig to make them look more similar. And then, yeah, the stunt double is going to do the things that they are skilled to do or that the main actor can't do or won't do or isn't allowed to do. And the stunt double, they do all the hard work, and we need to give them a lot more respect. 2C3, yeah, I think that's where we are. An actor who plays more than one role in a production. There's so many different ways that we can use the word double in terms of acting. There's a person who is the understudy in case somebody gets sick, like on a stage production. There's the one who comes in to take over, to do the things that the main actor can't do. And there's this one, an actor who's playing more than one role. I mean, they could be a triple, a quadruple. They could, if they're playing that many roles, I guess you would, that's what you would call it. Double, triple, quadruple. 3A, a sharp turn, as in running. The synonym is reversal. Yeah, this is doubling back on where you went to, came from. Yeah, you're doubling back. You're doing a sharp turn. 3B, an evasive shift. Again, similar to doubling back. It's all the same idea. Because you're kind of folding your track. Right? You're folding your track, so it's kind of this, yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to explain these things more. Number four, something consisting of two paired members, as 4A, the synonym is fold. 4B, a combined bet placed on two different contests. Is this gambling of some kind? Is this roulette, poker, blackjack? Can you bet on two different things at the same time and then they get combined? I don't know. 4C, two consecutive strikes in bowling. Yep, you got two in a row, it's a double. I have definitely done this. It's been a long time. I don't play a lot of bowling, but I would like to play more bowling. I've been saying that for a long time. What did I get? I think I got a turkey once or twice. That's three. I think I did have one game where I got 5 strikes in one game, but they weren't all in a row. I think there was that one of those was a turkey, and then just 2 other ones. Maybe they were 2 together. Okay, number 5 is plural, doubles, a game between 2 pairs of players. So tennis is usually what we think of. You got a pair on one side of the net, you got a pair on the other side of the net. You're playing doubles because it's 2 doubles going against each other. 6, an act of doubling in a card game. I don't know if this is bridge or something else. 7, a room, as in a hotel, for 2 guests. Compare to the number 4 definition for the word single. So this is a hotel room where I assume it would have 2 beds because that's the whole thing about a double. 2 guests, 2 beds. Sometimes it's 2 guests in 1 bed, but then you call that like a queen room or a king room because you're going to have 1 bed and you're sleeping in the same bed. We have a phrase, on the double, and it means very quickly. Also the synonym, right away, on the double, get here quickly, double the speed that you would have normally taken if I hadn't had said on the double, get here now. Okay, you're late, you're fired. The next word is double agent, 2 words. Now, this is the first of the double words that has an additional word to it, and then the rest of it is, we've got a whole bunch of them coming. Double agent, noun from 1935. A spy pretending to serve one government while actually serving another. A spy for one government, but they're also a spy for the other government. They're a double spy. Sometimes there's even triple spies, triple agent. Boop. Double bar is next. 2 words. Noun from 1662. 2 adjacent vertical lines or a heavy single line separating principal sections of a musical composition. Now, the 2 adjacent vertical lines, that makes sense because they're 2 vertical lines next to each other. But the heavy single line, oh, I guess you would call that a double bar because it's like double the thickness of the normal single line. Okay, yeah. I've definitely seen these. It's been a long time since I had to read sheet music. What is it? Separates principal sections. So yeah, there's a main thing, and then, oh, there's a double bar. We're now in a new section. Oh. Double barrel is next. 2 words with a hyphen. Noun from 1811. A double-barreled gun is a double barrel. I think it's obvious. Double-barreled. 2 words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1709. Number 1 is talking about a firearm. Having 2 barrels mounted side by side, or one beneath the other. Yeah, I don't think those are quite as common as the side by side. 2 barrels double barreled. Number 2, the synonym is twofold, especially having a double purpose, as in asked a double barreled question. You only get 1 question. You can't ask 2 questions. Just 1, please. Can I please ask me a single barreled question? Double bass, 2 words, noun from 1752, and bass is spelled BASS, not BASE. The largest and lowest pitched of the stringed instruments. Tuned in fourths. I think the strings are E, A, D, G, if I know correctly. Double bassist is a noun. Oh, I could have probably had somebody on this episode as a guest. I know some people who played double bass in high school. Shout out to them. You know who you are if you're listening, which you probably are not. Yeah, this is one of my favorite of the stringed instruments because it's big and low, and I've always loved those instruments. I had a dream once that I saw a double bass, but it was like 10 feet tall, and it was wide. It was almost like cartoony wide, and I think it only had 3 strings. And then not that long ago, I learned that I believe they actually made a double bass that was extra tall and only had 3 strings. Mine was cooler, though. Yeah, anything else to say about double bass? I know that some people will get an extension on the lowest string so they can go like a whole note lower than what's normal. So sometimes you'll see a little extension off the top of it. I don't know what... Oh, we had a double bass. We had a double bass in my house. My dad got one when he was in, I don't know, college? Maybe after college? He was in a band, and like a rock band kind of in the 70s, probably. And he didn't really know how to play it. I think they just sort of told him what to do, and he just sort of did it. And so then we had that thing in my house for so many years. I would mess around with it a little bit, but I never really learned how to play. I don't think it's around anymore. I think somebody took it, and I think they may have ended up getting rid of it. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. Wonderful, wonderful. You can string it, you can pluck it, you can... Maybe I should put in an audio clip of somebody playing the double bass. Did it sound like this? Or did the next word sound like that? Double bassoon, 2 words, noun from circa 1876. The synonym is contrabassoon. And if you go back to that episode, contrabassoon, you will hear me talk with Lori Wilkie. I think that's her name. She plays the bassoon. And she's on in the documentary The Palindromists, and I had already recorded bassoon, so we got her on for contrabassoon. The timing worked out pretty well, and I guess another name for it is double bassoon. Bop. They're so low, they just sound like vibrations. Bop. Double bill is next. 2 words, noun from 1917. A bill offering 2 features. And where are these 2 features? They're in a theater. It could be movies. It could be a play, or 2 plays, I guess. I'm a big fan of the double movie bill. You go for 1 movie, and then you hang out for another movie. Bop. The last word is double bind, B-I-N-D, 2 words. Noun from 1956, a psychological predicament in which a person receives from a single source conflicting messages that allow no appropriate response to be made. Broadly, the number 2 definition for the word dilemma. You're in a double bind because you don't know how to... You got conflicting messages, and they're both from... important people or places, and you don't know which one you should do. Right? Single source conflicting messages. Yes. Whoa, they're conflicting. I got a bind because I got double the information and I don't know what to do. That's not a good place to be. Okay. It is word of the episode time. Word of the episode. Word of the episode. Spencer's gonna pick a word of the episode. We had double, double, double. Double, double. Toil and trouble. Double agent, double bar, double barrel, double barreled. Double bass, double bassoon, double bill, double bind. I have to pick double bass as the word of the episode because, obviously, it's the best of the stringed instruments. I grew up with a double bass. I know people who... played the double bass. I know them very well. Used to know them very well, I guess. And yeah, it's a good one. I think it would be fun to learn how to play, but I don't know if I have time for that. Double bass. No, you got to sing it low, right? Double bass is a low stringed instrument. Those words didn't really go well with my song. I like to say double bass, double bass, double bass, double bass. Okay, that's it. I got nothing else to say to you. I'm going to end this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.